Welcome to the Trickett Travels podcast
with Meg
and Josh,
talking through our recent adventures.
So babe, let's enjoy it being you, me, and a cup of tea.
Cheers.
Cheers.
So, the first podcast.
We're actually doing it.
Okay. Okay. So many people have said, you guys should just start a podcast. Like, you do such crazy lives. Like, you live on a boat.
Yeah.
We go traveling far more than we should. We just live it a bit differently. We love the nomad life.
Yeah. Yeah. We work hard, but.
We work hard and we.
We quit our
travel
jobs
harder.
So here we are.
Here we are.
First episode.
And I normally write these super long Facebook blogs. Like, they take time. Like, I mean, putting it off, like, procrastination central on holiday, just so I don't have to write the blogs. And sometimes they're, like, a month behind where we actually are up to.
And this is weekly blogs, so you're sometimes four blogs behind.
Yeah. And, like, we're trying to go through photos. I mean, we'll still be doing loads of photos because... We'll probably, like, attach the photos to our little podcast blog.
Yeah.
We just thought, why not? We love talking.
Yeah.
I've always been gifted with a gift of gab.
Yapping.
Yapping is my forte.
Yeah.
So why not just talk instead of writing?
Write it all up. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. So here we are.
Here we are. Welcome to the podcast. The point of this whole thing is literally just to replace the Facebook things, like, you know, just doing it for us, getting to document our story, getting to talk through, like, all the things we've been up to, all the recent adventures, any travel stories, any boat updates, anything that's new that we can look back and be like, we did that. Like, actually, like, we did all of that. And, like, show our kids, like, how cool, like, can you imagine, like, you'd be like, look, you can listen to all these episodes of, like, me and your dad talking. And
not sure how many they will want to.
No, probably not.
We always said with the Facebook blogs that it was something for us to look back on.
Yeah.
And if people read it, then that's lovely.
Yeah.
And we appreciate, like, the fact that people want to know what's going on in our lives, but...
when you disappear for 6 months.
Yeah, exactly. But now we're sort of opening it up for anyone to hear what we're up to in our lives.
Yeah.
Which is a bit scary.
The Facebook blogs were... Normally have it on lock. They are private.
Like, a couple of hundred people at most got to read those.
Yeah.
So this is going out to the...
This is unprivate Instagram page.
Yeah.
This is a crazy concept.
Anyone can see this. Anyone can hear it.
And see it. And this is like all those like lessons in school where it's like, don't do it.
Yeah. Don't go out online.
Make your life private.
Okay. Yeah. But here we are, not being private. But, you know, we're going to just share highlights and lowlights and everything
all the bits
fun
in between
that we get up to.
Yeah, and all the not so fun parts about living it a bit wild. Like, it does, it tests you. Like, it's not all sunshine and rainbows all the time, because goodness, like...
There's plenty of hard times to living on the boat. There's
like,
plenty
boat
of...
life is not as glamorous as you think, guys. Like,
no, it is not multi-million dollar yacht
like,
life.
We are doing this at 9 p.m. at night because it took us 3 hours to cook and wash up dinner.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember you said this evening, oh, it's all right, we started dinner really early, it's 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's 9 p.m.
It's
and
9
we've
PM.
Just finished making a cup of
what
tea.
What did we do? Like, honestly, cooking on the boat takes so much longer.
Yeah.
And, like, washing up, that's a two-person task.
Yeah, there's no drying space.
There's no drying space.
There's definitely no dishwasher.
There's no dishwasher? Oh, gosh, sometimes we go home to our parents' house and it's like, a dishwasher?
Unlimited water? Yeah.
But we love it. It's such an amazing life. Like, you know, looking out... literally in the water, like, you can literally see the
there's not much of a sunset tonight, but
no,
we are, you know, we're water height, we are right here,
we saw, yeah, It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
We also, the benefit of a boat is you can take it wherever you want. Like, yeah, for this weekend, it was my birthday.
It was someone's birthday this weekend.
A whole 23 years old. I feel old. Like, I've officially outgrown songs about your age. Like, 22 yeah, was the highlight. I look forward Taylor to that from Swift, when I was yeah, 11. And now I am older than 22. Like, this is really weird.
No one's going to write a song about being 23.
No, it's not even cool. 23 is not cool. It's just a weird number.
I think you're officially probably no longer in your early 20s. I don't know.
Oh, God, don't.
Or is it 24 that you're mid-20s?
No, it's when you get to 24. Your age, when you're actually old.
No, I'm just firmly mid-20s. Wow. Well,
you're going to be 25
in
2 weeks.
I'm going to be 25.
You're going to be closer
weeks
to 50 than you are to being born.
Yep.
Very old.
Very old. You know, but it's fine. Anyway, we were talking about not how old I am, but...
Oh, my birthday.
Your birthday. So it was your birthday this weekend.
Yeah, and we
Well, I mean, we planned a whole weekend for it, basically.
Yeah, all I said was, all I want from this birthday is to wake up at anchor.
Yeah.
Like, out at sea... Just like sail for the weekend, and you were amazing as you
Your
are
fiance
always
delivered.
Are. Yeah, you looked at the weather, you looked at the tide times, yeah, you looked at everything you need. There's a lot that goes into going on a sail.
There is a lot, to be fair, and there's a lot that means that there's high likelihoods that it won't happen.
Yeah,
because if for everything to line up is rare in a way. So, the weather stayed good.
The wind was the right direction.
Yeah, the wind
I still don't
good.
Understand what good direction is. One day the boat life will learn yeah, how to actually do the theory
wind
to sailing.
Yeah. We'll do some theory lessons at some point. Maybe we do them on the podcast, you know.
Yeah, just a little bit of sailing knowledge. We had to wake up
early at like for the 7, tides.
Like, it was literally like 6 a.m. like on a Saturday morning. We said to our friends who really wanted to come sailing with us, like, oh, yeah, like, would you want to come sailing this weekend? They were like, yeah. And we're like, okay, cool, be on the boat by 6 a.m. And they were like, what?
They didn't like that idea so yeah, much.
So they stayed the night before.
We had them around for dinner and then they stayed on the boat.
Yeah. And then we all woke up and we went out. Like, the reason there's so strict times because the harbour we're in is on, like,
go on.
It's on like tidal gates.
Yeah.
So it had like the tide has to be high.
Yep.
To be able to sail out of yeah, the harbour.
Yeah.
So that's why you can't go out at certain times. But yeah, the last possible one we could go out was like 7:15.
I think it was yeah, 7:15, wasn't
so
it?
So we yeah, literally like 7:15, got the last one, last bridge lift, and we almost thought they weren't going to do it. Do you not remember?
Yeah, because we'd radio, because you have to radio
woken
them
up,
for them to lift it.
We'd sorted the boat out, we'd left the dock, what is
yeah,
this called?
The quay side yeah, that we're moored to, like, and we literally, you have to radio them to ask them to lift the bridge, because it is one of the main roads in Douglas that they lift the road, basically, so...
It literally looks like a train
radio
track. Yeah, like, you know, really those train tracks used to have.
And then they just, like, it was meant to be 7:15. It got to, like, 7:20 and the bridge still wasn't going up. And
yeah,
things.
And
so
I was
then,
like, we can't go out. Like, if we don't go out now, like, they,
yeah,
they don't lift
missed,
the bridge.
If we missed that tidal window, then that would be it. Like, we wouldn't go for the whole
birthday
day
weekend off.
So, we radioed again and they were like, oh, sorry, we're just dealing with a problem in Peel or something, and then they lifted it, so
yeah, so lucky. Thankfully got out on that sail, beautiful sail down, nice and not too rocky for the very
fresh,
amateur fresh sea legs that we yeah, had on board.
Yeah,
it was nice.
We saw, what did we see?
We saw dolphins.
We saw dolphins.
We saw dolphins. There's two dolphins near where we live that are called...
Moonlight and Stardust.
And they are...
They're like resident dolphins around the island, and they sort of just... Yeah, they just swim around and poke their heads up every now and then. And
so yeah, cute. And it was the first time... Like, I saw dolphins for the first time 2 weeks ago we were on a sailing holiday?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 weeks ago.
And they were like, it was the most magical. Every time the dolphins would come, I would be screaming. It was so cool. Yeah. And they were like playing with the bow and it was so cool.
But these we ones, saw quite a few on that
yeah,
trip.
Yeah, so
it was
many.
Amazing.
But then these, the ones around here were a bit shy. They didn't come near the boat. They just stayed a distance.
The ones we saw on the holiday were also harbour. They were porpoises, I think. Is it porpoises?
Well, that's the same thing, basically.
Yeah, it is. Obviously, it's the same thing. But I don't know whether that means that dolphins are a little bit more standoffish here, or whether it's just these two around the island. I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway, we sailed. What else?
Good wind, made good time. We were most of the way down south by, like, 3 hours in.
Got
good.
To about 2 hours in, most of us were pretty bored, apart from Josh.
Yeah.
We were all just, like, sat reading our books, like, just chilling, eating a few ginger nuts, trying to have as many cups of tea as I could be bothered to make.
Yeah.
While it's all rocky underneath and it's like, ooh.
Being thrown around a bit and trying to boil a kettle is quite fun.
We had a fishing line out.
We did.
It was
we
the first time I've ever been fishing. And we caught...
And fishing on this kind of fishing is very simple, as in we put the line out, it sinks down, and we drag it behind us, and then you leave it.
That's
so
all you do.
That's
no,
all you do.
Minimal effort. And we were
first
pulling it back
fishing,
in, and we thought, we've not got anything. It's got, like, a weight on it that's supposed to, like,
it's
lift
supposed
up.
To come up to the surface when it's got a fish on it, but it wasn't doing
It's clearly
that.
Not working, because we pulled the line in, and I was like, Josh... And there was four fish on it. And I was like, I've never caught a fish in my life. This is crazy. I was like holding it like,
what do I do
with this? And we put two back in the sea and I got taught by Cullen how to make it our lunch, which was very, very exciting and really yummy. I don't like fish, but that was good.
But it was so fresh because we pulled the line in right at the end of the sail, basically. So you literally gutted them in the last, like, 30 minutes of the sail, probably.
And then cooked
it. And then literally cooked it as soon as we picked up a boy.
I literally was like, this is mental. I literally just cooked that with my bare hands. Like, I can't believe that.
It was so cool.
And then we got to where we were anchoring.
Yeah.
And the wind was looking a bit like it might need a bit more protection than an anchorage.
Yeah.
So, like...
There was quite a bit coming through, so...
So we were like, oh, we'll just go into, like, the harbour where there's, like, buoys that you can pick up. So instead of having to drop our anchor, which is my preference anyway, because our anchor, you have to pull it up by hand. So I'm always like, oh, a buoy, like, let's go pick up a buoy instead.
Yeah. All
so
you have to do is put a rope through the top of the buoy.
So I don't have to pull the whole 20-metre chain up by hand.
And the, like, 20-kilogram anchor as well following that. Yeah.
Well, Josh just goes, yeah, keep going, Meg. I'll steer the boat and just hold this bit of wood.
But who steered? Who steered and picked up the boy? You did.
Yeah.
So you took over and you steered us onto the boy.
Yeah.
And while I dangled over the edge and put the rope through it, and Cullen stood there with the boat hook, pulled it closer and things. So team effort.
And me and Megs just my best friend Megs. So the friends we had is my best friend Megs and her fiance Cullen.
Which isn't confusing, it's two Megs
and Cullen. But the boys are so sweet when they do jobs together. Sometimes they just do boat jobs and it's just like me and Megs just sit there like reading or chatting and like just watching the boys do stuff. It's so cute.
Just yapping. Yeah. So we picked up the boy very successfully first time, which was really impressive from you.
Skills.
Takes a lot to drive a boat and stop it in front of a boy. And Then
we dinghied them back to shore.
We'd blown up the dinghy already, which was great. It was staying inflated.
It's like a little inflatable tiny boat to like get in to go from the boat to like the shore.
Yeah.
And like we have like
an outboard engine, which is a little engine which you put on the dinghy. To then, with petrol power, drive yourself to the shore. And it doesn't take that long or that much effort. However, this outboard has not been used for probably at least 2 years.
That thing ain't going.
So it wasn't starting.
We watched two boys both trying to start it quite a lot.
Yeah. Half an hour probably the night before.
And like, it was not happening. It's not a happy engine. You're going to have to do some man things on that to sort it out because...
Definitely. And then, so we to take Meg and Cullen back to shore, I rode them the whole way and we'd picked up a buoy right as far out as we could so that we were sort of more out of the harbour bit and a bit more secluded. But it meant quite a long row, didn't it?
Yeah, and honestly, it was so funny. I was like sat on the boat watching you go away because we thought, let's just leave it as three adults on that little dinghy. Yeah. I'll stay on the boat and like cook lunch while you're gone.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it was.
You were like, hear you for ages just rowing.
It was so funny. We had a real laugh. And then...
And then you had someone come and offer to help you.
Then another guy from another boat...
Who had an outboard that worked.
He was driving past in his dinghy and he was like, do you want a tow? And we were like, well, why not? And it just was hilarious because... I don't know how it happened, but however he was holding the rope or whatever, just trying to do it with these two little boats was not working. And we were just going like round in circles and getting almost further away. And we were wetting ourselves laughing. And eventually we did get a bit close to land and he got us to the slipway, which was very nice of him. But it was quite funny.
It was really funny. And then you came back on your boat and I was shattered. I don't know what it is about sailing. I don't understand why, because realistically, when you're sailing, you're just sat doing nothing. Like, you just literally sat doing nothing,
but... You maybe pull some sails up and things.
Oh, yeah, but it's not that crazy. Yeah, yeah. But I'm shattered. I was like, I'm beside myself. Let's just go have a nap. So we just went and slept for 2 hours. Like...
It was great.
It was lovely. It was a great Saturday afternoon. And then we had our alarm set because we had some more boat visitors, who is one of my other really close friends, and her daughter, who is 2, who's the cutest girl.
She is so sweet.
Oh, I love her so much. And we... rowed over back to land.
Yeah, again, we rowed to land.
Bit of manpower to get to land.
With both of us.
Yeah, and then, as we literally tied our dinghy up to the slipway to be able, like go see find them, they were literally walking down the slipway, and she was so excited. She was like, oh, she was overjoyed and like couldn't wait to get in the little dinghy and was so happy. And like the whole time we were like rowing back to the boat, she was just like so excited.
She loved the little dinghy.
She loved the little... She was very underwhelmed by your boat though.
Yeah. By the big boat, she was just like, I think I'd rather be back in the little dinghy, I think almost. But yeah, we got on the boat and we had a little...
opened my little birthday present from them, which had cute little Connie the Caterpillar minis.
Yeah.
And so we all had a little Connie the Caterpillar, which was a little birthday brew with it.
Yeah, it was really cute. And we just...
This is the day before my birthday as well.
Yeah,
this isn't even
We're celebrating the whole weekend here. But the little girl loved it. She just sort of marvelled at being on the boat and really enjoyed it.
Had fab time. It's the best sort of like place to go for a coffee and chat, you know, in the middle of the ocean, like coffee on your own home that you've moved somewhere, so you know everything's where you want it to be.
Yeah,
it's gorgeous, great company, great vibes, great afternoon.
I think your friend said best coffee shop in Port St. Mary that day.
Yeah
Only there for one day, but...
And then we rowed the boat back, drop them off at the land.
Yeah.
And then we are pretty crazy in the sense that we set ourselves a challenge to run 1 kilometre a day every day from when we got back to the island, when we came back from our... Yeah, we didn't do it. We didn't start... No, we didn't start in the UK, did we? Oh, did we?
Yeah.
Wow. All the way back from when we got to the UK.
From our last big travels.
From our last big travels. We went travelling for like... 5 months around Southeast Asia, like,
it was wild.
And got engaged when we were out there, which was super cool. Like, such an epic little engagement trip, celebrating us and getting to really devote time to each other, which was just beautiful. But we landed back home on our 3-month anniversary of being engaged, and we started this little challenge. Like, I used to cold shower every day. It was my little, like, saving grace. It saved my mental health, and, like, having something to, like, work towards and, like, be disciplined with, and, like, every day, didn't matter what you were feeling, always get up and do it. And I said, Josh, like, we need something like this in the lead up to our wedding to,
and we,
like,
couldn't cold shower.
No, we can't cold shower on the boat because there's, you know, we shower, there's no shower on that boat. Yeah. We shower at the marina and it's hot only there. Yeah. So it's pretty hard. And with all the travels we do, it is quite hard to guarantee that you're going to be able like to that. Have yeah. A shower every day or B, a cold one, you yeah. know.
Very unlikely.
So we thought, what can you do when we move around so much and we're exploring so much and we kind of live such a crazy life that's always like, we never know where we're going to be really. What can we do that's an everyday thing? And we thought, well, you can run in anything. You can run no matter where you are in the world.
Just need your 2 feet and just...
Yeah. And I tell you what, we've run around some pretty funny places and done some pretty crazy outfits.
Yeah.
For the runs, like, I ran in dresses and flip-flops and joggers and PJs and...
Ran through town just to get back to the car, so yeah. It was done, ran, like...
Ran around car parks yeah. that were just literally waiting for me to be picked up.
Ran around a garden at, like, 11 p.m. at night when we forgot about
Oh, yeah,
about
we were sat
it.
In the hot tub and we'd forgot, like, it was 10 p.m. and we were in the hot tub and we forgot that we'd done it, so we were like, screw it, and we literally got out the hot tub and run up and down the garden barefoot in our swimming costumes just to get Brilliant. It done. We had a 2 nights in the desert when we were in Morocco and we were running around the yeah. desert in like my dress and barefoot just like trying to get our 1k done. And like
that was brilliant.
When we were sailing the boat.
Oh yeah.
We sometimes
holiday.
We didn't make it to land. Like we were like stopped on pontoons and stuff like that. So we and the pontoon was like what 50 meters.
Yeah, I think it was,
so we just
was
run.
It 50 meter long yeah. pontoon or something.
And we
yeah.
just literally ran like up and down.
On that one we did press ups at one end
yeah.
and squats at the other end.
And we got
end.
Like half our boat crew to join
yeah.
in.
Yeah, we got people to join in. That was a fun 1K to be fair.
Yeah. But so basically we try and run a kilometer every day. So,
yeah, so back to the weekend.
So we've been sailing all morning. So we decided we'd run from the boat. That we'd dinghy.
When we dropped your
Yeah, we'd ran out of milk because we drink far too much tea.
Yeah.
So we ran all the way to Co-op to yeah. get some more milk
and then
we walked back
and then we rode back to the boat.
Yeah. And then welcome to boat life. Cooked dinner and it took 2 hours.
Yeah, it really did as well.
Yeah, because we were at sailing, our electricity is only like... I don't know, understand
well,
it.
Well, to use like 3-pin plugs, you have to be plugged into like mains power on a wall. And obviously we're just on a buoy in the middle of the sea, so we have no external power coming in. So we don't have the option of like the air fryer for when we're
Which
at sea.
We use all the time.
Yeah,
like,
we do most
the air fryer is basically our oven. We do have like we have 2 gas hobs and
a grill
and a gas oven, but the gas oven is
It's a little subpar,
it's pathetic.
To say the least. Yeah, it is pathetic.
It's kind yeah. of unusable, I would say.
If you put something right to the back, it'll just burn the underneath of it because it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
a gas flame that comes
But the
up
front,
underneath.
It's like completely
Cold.
Raw. Yeah.
So we generally avoid that one. But, well, yeah. But that night, I made you your birthday meal. A night early.
Very thoughtful of you.
Yeah.
You did an amazing job. I'm awful at making decisions. They stress me out. I don't like it. I'm quite indecisive at the best of times. So for my birthday weekend, you treated me to no decisions about food, about plans, about anything. Like you planned the whole thing. You surprised me with everything. And so it was such a treat that you had listened to me complain about not having steak for so long.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you've had steak since you've been with me.
No.
So you clearly were having withdrawal symptoms.
Yeah, so you cooked me a steak for my birthday.
Yep.
Which was really lovely.
I figured it could all be cooked on the gas hob, so that helped.
And we cooked potatoes. potatoes with it, didn't we? But yeah. you fried them in like shallow oil instead of using the oven, and like it took so long.
And no. My plan was to do like boiled potatoes or something, but then I thought, oh, we could also use some of these potatoes and make like homemade hash browns for breakfast.
Yeah.
So then I thought, oh, I should just pre-make these tonight while I'm like just, you know, got nothing to do and things. That was like earlier in the evening before I was going to start cooking dinner. I was like, I'll start on that.
Mm.
And it took so long making these hash browns and trying to fry them and things. They were actually...
And also, we kept on making them and then we kept eating them.
So we ate loads of these hash browns already. They were really good.
They were really good. Just do them again. Yeah. But
and then we were just like, yeah. And then we were like, maybe we should just keep making these and have these with dinner. And then I was like, well, save like boiling water now. I'll just cut the rest of the potatoes in half and fry them.
Yeah.
It kind of worked.
It did work. It was very yummy. It did take quite a while to cook.
It took a long time.
So the sun had set. Like, the evening was, you know, there. It was like, we need to just eat and like go to bed. Yeah. And then, oh my gosh, the wind came through. Like, I don't know what happened.
It wasn't the wind. This was the thing. The wind was keeping us one direction. And then from a right angle direction, this like swell just started coming through, and it came through at the wrong angle.
It was just the waves.
We weren't meant to be protected by the harbour.
It wasn't even wavy. Like, if you looked out the window, the sea was flat. It was just rolling. Like, the boat was rolling.
It was throwing us full side to side.
But it was fine when you were cooking dinner. But it was then when we started to eat it that it was proper getting bad. And literally, like, I couldn't cut my steak on my plate because the table was moving so much.
The plate was, like, sliding forward and backwards. And
it was a nightmare. And I was like, surely not. Like, surely this isn't going to be us for the whole night. Because it was pretty, like, uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, and we made a decision mid-meal after the effort and the time that you put into that meal, we had to like put it to the side to go move boys.
Yeah, we moved closer in.
Yeah, moved closer in. Got a better boy, which thankfully was a bit less intense. Like, it still was a bit rocky,
but it was a lot better.
A lot better.
Like, you could actually sit and eat and not be like thrown against the wall. And yeah, it was a bit crazy.
And then by the time we finished all that, it was definitely time to go read a book. Yeah.
We just went and read in bed and went to sleep.
And I was like, gosh, can you believe it's my birthday tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
And we sung 22 a few times for the last time.
We did sing Taylor Swift.
For one of the last things we did, because I was like, I can't believe this. Like, I have not used this song enough this year. I said I would use it so much. I barely played it. So that's sad. No longer 22.
Yeah.
I thought that was a great year.
Yeah.
It was
a great year.
It was
it's been amazing.
Year.
Maybe we do a bit more of a recap of the year later on in this, but
yeah, just because it's been beautiful.
Yeah.
But now I'm 23.
Yeah.
And now we get to get married at 23.
Yeah.
We got our honeymoon at 23. There's so many adventures to go.
Yeah. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
The next day you woke up, opened your presents.
Oh, woke up and the first thing you did was make me a cup of tea in bed.
Oh, of course.
And because that is obvious birthday treat.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even limited to a birthday. Is it? But,
no,
yeah.
You do make it most mornings.
Yeah.
But you came back in with, what's the song called? It was like a birthday song. Is it by Madonna or something?
I don't know. I don't know what it. I
and
can't
you were just blasting
called.
This birthday song.
I think
song.
I put it on the speaker and I blasted it, and you were half asleep.
Yeah.
Wake you up properly with a cup of tea.
And then you like came back with like a 23 candle, like stuck.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
that. In like for birthday breakfast, it was like these such good like yum nut like ice yum nut.
Iced yum yum thing.
Yeah, donut meets donut. Yum yum yummy goodness.
Yeah.
And like it said 23 on it, and you just like popped your head through the hatch to the bedroom, and it was just like so cute. Like,
yeah.
It was such a wonderful morning.
Yeah, it was really cute. I'd blown some balloons up the night before.
Yeah, stuck the banner
stuck
up.
Stuck the banner up, and
I pretended I had no idea what you were doing.
Yeah, because why would I just be hanging out in the other part of the boat for 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah. And then I came out and you were so lovely. You wrapped all of my presents and all of the parcels that we've had delivered in the last week. Anything that could possibly be opened, that even stuff that I've ordered from like Vinted and stuff.
Half it was of them were things that you'd ordered for yourself. And I just
even the microphones for this.
The microphones for this.
All
I'd wrapped
wrapped and opened, which is definitely more of a treat for you than me.
The microphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I was very excited.
Yeah.
And then we went for a cold swim.
Yeah, we literally dived off the boat, like straight in front of the R&LI boat that were like fully clothed, life jackets on, like kitted out to the max. They were like boarding their boat.
About to set off. I don't know whether it was training or a rescue.
It wasn't a rescue, I don't think.
I wouldn't, yeah, they looked like moving chill. Quite slow.
Yeah. But they were literally, like, and then we're just there like diving off the boat, like, good morning.
It was very funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we sort of just, I think you just sort of opened presents and then we
set sail
and
back to home.
We had like perfect winds, like it was so nice.
Sail.
We sailed the whole way and we made like very good speed. There was a few other boats sailing around us the same way and we held our own, to be fair, as well. We were doing well. So full sails up and just cruising
along. It was nice.
Yeah, it was a really good sail. And then
we started some of our wedding playlists because music is our thing. Like, if you know me and Josh, it's that
music
is constantly on. Like, there is not a minute in the day where music is not playing in our life. Like, it is always on. Only when I go to work and I just try and find the closest radio to switch on.
Yeah.
Because I love it. I can't think without music. And so we're trying to like DJ our whole wedding day and like do different playlists for different parts of the day and like sort of like set the tone how we want it to be able to always have like our favourite music on. And one of our favourite like genres or vibes or whatever to play is like old school, timeless, sort of like sing along. It's like the perfect sailing vibe. Like whenever we're like sailing, that's what we're putting on. Like the sort of really nice, like throwback chill sing alongs.
Yeah.
And we love it, you know, like and we were just trying to like listen to all the playlists that we have that of like that sort of vibe and like choose our favourites and start collating one for when we're in the church hall. And, like, in the middle of the day, like just got married, doing, like, bubbles and cake sandwiches and sort of just chatting with all the people that have come and...
Just got to have some music.
Got to have some good vibe music that reminds us of sailing.
Can't not have music.
It'd be so fun. We'll be like, oh, yeah, like, just like we're back home.
Yeah.
Because it's really, like, hard that we're not getting married back here. Like, I wish we were getting married here. Because it's, like, such a beautiful island, and it's where we met, so it would be nice. But we'll just have to, you know, put so much towards the wedding that reminds us of home and, like, our boat and all that.
Yeah. We'll just put pictures up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But we basically, we were doing the playlist all morning.
Yeah.
And, like, trying
sailing,
jam out, talk like about the wedding plans, because that is... Swear, it's one of the only topics that comes up.
Yeah,
think
a
about
popular one.
It is planning weddings. It's a lot of talking about it. And then we were coming closer to shore, like where we were like finishing our sail.
Yeah.
And you were like, right, we're gonna have to start taking our sails in and bring the fishing line in. And I was like, okay,
okay.
And I'm like pulling this fishing line in, and then all these seagulls start swarming, and I am not a fan of seagulls. They scare me. I don't like them. Don't come near me. And I'm like screaming, like, leave me alone, like, why are you coming? And like,
turns out you had a little fish on the end of your line. And they very much were interested.
And you were like, Meg, we have to take the fishing line in because we need to, like, you've got to turn the engine on. And so, like, it will just get wrapped. And I was like, I can't do it. Like, I could, the seagull will come and bite me because I'm going to hold the fish that it wants to eat.
Oh.
I was like, I'll steer the boat. You do it.
Yeah, so I pulled the fishing line in. The seagulls,
and the seagulls disappeared
were not
when
interested.
You did it.
Because I was closer to the fish than they were, so I won.
It was quite funny.
It was so funny. It was not funny in the moment when you were laughing at me. Because I was just like, I'm not getting... This fish is...
It was funny.
Fine.
Secondary fun for you.
Secondary fun.
Yeah.
And, I totally forgot. I popped a whole bottle of Prosecco on the side. Yeah. That was super fun. That was like 5 minutes before that.
You popped
a birthday bottle.
Yeah.
Swigging it as we were sailing along. Like, my favourite drink is like Asti. So it's not really Prosecco, but it's so low percentage. It's like 7%. It's like basically no alcohol. So you can drink the whole bottle and... doesn't really touch the side.
Or share it.
Yeah.
And it really doesn't.
It really doesn't then. Yeah. And then we docked back up. And that was sad reality that the weekend was over.
Yeah.
You know. And I was just like, oh. No, we didn't dock back up.
No.
We had to go because we were early.
We were early. And so the tide wasn't high enough. So we moored on the waiting pontoon, which is in like the outer... part of the harbour.
Yeah.
So you can like get onto land.
Just like a bit, like about 10-minute walk from where we normally are docked.
Yeah.
So we literally were like, okay, cool. Let's just go for a shower then. And we did our 1K run all the way to the shower.
Ran to the shower.
And then we had a full shower, hair wash day. Nice little birthday treat.
Little birthday treat. Well, we'd also been swimming and sailing all weekend, so it was nice, yeah.
Necessity, you know. Everything's a birthday treat on your birthday.
We'd also watched, you know what else was funny? We'd also watch someone else on another boat.
Really figure out that the tide wasn't high enough.
Really figure this one out because they sailed their, well, drove their boat in, I suppose, towards the inner harbour, like towards the bridge. And we could hear like the radio like going off, like trying to call this boat and they weren't answering. And then they just went aground and stopped their boat into the mud. And they sort of sheepishly reversed it back out.
Yeah.
Luckily, they were fine, so laughable. But
it was quite funny. Like, oh yeah, you guys, you can't you've got to wait for the tide.
Bit too shallow there.
Yeah, not how it works. But then we got back from our shower, and we'd made all the time up, and it was time to go back. The tide was high enough, and they did the bridge lift, and there was like so many boats because it was a storm the next day. So many boats were there. There was literally like eight boats waiting to go.
Yeah.
Everyone
sort of followed us into the harbour. We ended up going first, didn't we?
Yeah.
Parked
quick, got up.
Parked up, got everything ready.
Boat
and
was
then...
already sorted because we'd had time to sort it.
Yeah.
And then we went back to Megan Collins for a pizza night, which is our favourite food. We fell in love over pizza.
We did.
So whenever there's a celebration, it's always pizza.
Yeah, so that was a nice last meal of your birthday.
And you said it was like a make. They got a new pizza oven and like they're making their own dough, which is really nice. And you were rolling out my pizza, and you were like, "Oh, babe, like what shape do you want it? Do you want it love heart?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's
this
so
was
cute.
Meant to be a joke, but yeah."
And then you were like, "No, I'm not doing that." I was like, "What?
I want my love heart pizza.
How come you can't roll me a love heart pizza? That's insane."
I don't know how you would roll a love heart. I think you'd
somehow it got stuck to the sheet thing.
The paddle thing. Like scoop it into the oven with. It got stuck to that.
Then when it went into the oven, it definitely was no longer a circle, that's for sure. And then when it came out the oven, there was just a tiny bit that was stuck out and a hole in the middle. And I cut that tiny bit off and stuck it in the hole in the middle. And lo and behold, it was a perfect love heart. It was the prettiest love heart pizza.
Yeah. So you got it in the
end.
You
really did make me a love hot pizza, just...
Sort of not me, but yeah. Yeah. It did work, so...
Yeah, and it was really yummy, and we had crumble for pudding.
Yeah.
And then at that point, it was well and truly...
Shattered.
The end of an amazing birthday weekend.
Yeah, it'd been a very good weekend, I think.
So incredible. So, like, I've never had anyone in my life ever, like... love me that much on my birthday, like literally, like every detail, every moment, every day. You were so kind, Josh, and so thoughtful, and it made for like one of the best birthdays ever. That's like, so sweet. It was so wonderful. So thank you.
Oh, you're so sweet. I had a great weekend too, so I feel like it wasn't fully selfless.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice way to spend your birthday.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Now today has been our first day off since.
Yeah, well, an unexpected day off.
Yeah, well, because the storm was coming, I was supposed to have, my friend was supposed to come over on the Monday night boat to come visit.
Which was the day after.
The day after. I was doing a full shift till like 9 p.m. And then my friend was supposed to get on the boat at like 10 p.m. And then she basically, all the boats were getting cancelled. Everything was looking a bit hairy for the crossing. I was like, look, I totally get it.
It was definitely going to be a rough one. That was like the only boat that was going to run out of like six that they cancelled or something.
And I was like, I get it if you don't want to come. So sadly, that girl's week got postponed. And normally, most sane people would be like, oh, just enjoy the time off. But while we're like deep in wedding planning and saving, trying to save money for that, I was like, well, another day to have an extra shift.
Yeah, you booked another shift.
So we booked another shift on, and then had a lovely day off today together that was unexpected. Because,
well, I had taken today off work because what was meant to happen today was something that we've been waiting for over a year now, which was the boat was meant to be lifted out.
Yeah.
Which basically means like they crane it out and they put it on the side, and then for like a week probably or a few days, I would then do lots of work and repaint the bottom and all this stuff. So I took today off work for that to happen, but as it got closer and closer to the time, we basically figured out that it couldn't work because the guy that operates the crane was going away on holiday, and the guy that like supplies the cradle for it to sit in was coming back from holiday, and they were just not quite aligning, and in the end we just couldn't make it work. So then we both ended up with today off work booked and free, which we didn't expect. So
yeah,
We actually had a really good day today, to be fair.
We had a full-on day. I mean, we don't know how to have a day off without being crazy jam-packed, but
no.
We set our lists out, the job list, at the beginning of the day with boat jobs, and, like, I had to do all the, like, normal household chores that we'd not avoided all weekend, like the washing and the food shop, and which, when you live on a boat, takes a lot longer.
Yeah, you also
you gotta go to laundrette. You
decided to clean.
Oh, you decided to clean all the boat cupboards, like, and everything inventory out of all our cupboards. Food because I'm like, how long is it now? Like 2 months, and we're going again.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
We keep buying food in, and I'm like, okay, we need to figure out what we've got so we can use it and get rid of.
And you cleaned all the cupboards and you inventoried everything, which was amazing.
You did loads of boat jobs.
Yeah,
you got the sunshine while I was inside.
Yeah, I know. And there's like there's a rail around the edge of the boat made of teak, and it's basically was quite looking quite weathered. So I sanded the whole of that rail down.
Yeah.
Which took about 2 hours, I think, to sand it while you did the inside of the boat, and then you went and did the laundry.
Yeah.
And I oiled and varnished and everything, all the wood that I'd sanded.
Yeah.
And then
I came back from the laundry and
had some lunch.
Went to the gym for a very quick, lovely afternoon session. Yeah. So nice when the gym's quiet.
Yeah. It was so quiet, and it's so much better than after work, but we don't normally get that luxury. So.
Yeah. Had a fab little hour and a half sesh.
Yeah.
Then went to go pick the laundry up from the dryer.
Yeah.
And went for a very quick drive to Peel.
I got a haircut.
Yeah, you had a haircut, but we were trying to see the people that are making our wedding rings.
Yeah.
But
sadly wasn't
working
today. Sadly,
they weren't there today. So I'll have to be a Saturday job, probably.
Yeah.
But Yeah, and then we came home, and it took us 3 hours to cook dinner. That's why the day is gone. I'm like, what happened after that?
The podcast was high on the list today.
The podcast was like the only thing that was an essential today.
What time is it now?
We said we were going to do it at the birthday weekend, and we didn't. And
yeah, we were going to do it on Sunday, and we didn't. So here we are. An unexpected day off in the middle of the week has proved
very productive.
Very productive indeed. So.
So, yeah, super fun. Always nice to hang out, to be honest. Like, we are such suckers. Like, every day that we spend together is just the best.
Yeah.
Like, we're so used to that time we get when we travel and it's just the two of us. So then when it's like, we're at work, I'm like, oh gosh.
People used to be like, gosh, how do you travel? Like, all the time, 24/7 with each other, do you not get like really fed up? And we're like, no.
We
actually love it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, please. And then when we come back to work life, we're just like, oh no, the whole day apart.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Yeah, people do make fun of how much of a sucker we are for each other, but yeah.
But it is really nice.
I wouldn't change it.
So it has just been such a nice little midweek break. And now we've got 2 days at work.
Yep.
And then a whole weekend together again.
Yeah.
Well, we're going sailing again. So.
Which you'll probably get an update.
Yeah, bring on next week.
Podcast.
Yeah, bring on next podcast where we talk about that sailing trip where we're taking one of your best mates out to try and teach him sailing because you've convinced him to buy a boat for himself. So.
And he doesn't know how to sail.
Yeah, he's got no clue. So that will be funny.
Yeah. So we're doing a little sail training weekend, I think.
Yeah. But and we'll you're running a half marathon too, because why not?
I forgot about that.
I decided I'm sitting this one out. I don't need a medal this time. Not this weekend.
I get it for both of us.
So thanks for coming and chilling and listening to our crazy week and birthday weekend.
Yeah. Thanks for joining, guys.
Hope you had a nice cuppa to listen along with.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.